Hi, Catherine.
Hey.
Good weekend?
Yeah, it's nice weather. I have something to tell you.
What?
Can you hear this?
It sounds like hands rubbing together. Some sort of ASMR thing.
It's me using my Purell.
Wait, that has been from liberated. Steve Purell?
My Purell has been liberated from its bladder.
Oh, God.
Thanks to everybody who wrote me and told me how to do it. Glenn, who is a retired chemist, wrote in and told me how to do this. He began his email with, all caps, "Do not cut the plastic bag!" and 5 exclamation points. which I appreciated because that was my previous plan.
Oh, man.
I cut the rubber tube and I clipped it with like a paperclip thing. And I put it into a smaller travel size bottle, and now I have it. I don't think it's a foaming kind. Anyway, I've been carrying it everywhere, and it's really exciting, and thank you.
Oh, wow. He might have saved your life.
Thank you, Glenn.
Like, if you don't get the...
Glenn might have just saved my life.
Or at least saved you a, you know, burdensome and painful disease.
For sure. So thank you, Glenn.
Yeah.
My Purell is now accessible to me.
Great.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Uh-oh.
A little on edge. Speaking of hand washing, you know, I've always made a point that this is very, very important, right?
Hand washing. Yeah.
Yeah. Whether you use hand sanitizer or soap, you know, throughout history and globally, maybe the single most effective intervention that we have to prevent transmission of infectious diseases.
Is hand washing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like how, like, in the past, we didn't understand what germs were, and now we do, and we know you can wash them off.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, a tabloid took something that I said out of context and put it in a frame that suggested that I was saying people shouldn't wash during the pandemic, and that it's bad for your health.
What tabloid?
The Daily Mail in the UK. So I have a book coming out. It's called Clean. It's about the history of hygiene and sanitation and our beliefs in cleanliness. And so I was doing a little interview.
You have a book coming out about hygiene,
yeah,
which is very exciting.
Yeah. So suffice to say, I've spent some time thinking about this.
You decided to study hygiene long before coronavirus.
Right.
Why were you interested in hygiene?
Because I was interested in skin microbes.
Why were you interested in skin microbes?
We did an episode back in 2016 of If Our Bodies Could Talk, the video series, and talked to this company that was selling a skin probiotic, like spraying bacteria onto your skin and the pretense of it getting better and like improving your health, because the idea is that we wash off all these microbes, some of which are healthy, some of which are fine, like very similar to the gut microbiome.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so anyway, I started thinking after that, what if the answer is just to not wash off things so much? And then I did a lot of research, and it turns out that there are a lot of dermatologists and, you know, people who study skin and skin microbiome that say, yeah, it would probably be good for a lot of people to just do less, except for your hands. A lot of people are overwashing.
Perhaps not in a pandemic.
Over-applying things, and like, you apply shampoo to remove oils from your hair and scalp, and then conditioner to, you know, replace them. And you people use body wash all over and then use lotion or moisturizer to replace those oils. It's kind of this cycle of selling people products. And so I researched the origins of that. So the soap makers have gone from what started as important actual hand washing public health interventions 100 years ago, you know, just people needed to know, you got to wash your hands, you got to stop the cholera.
And then like sort of the capitalist machine took over, and it's like, you must buy these things or else you're disgusting.
If you don't have a loofah for your back and apply Men's Cool Ocean Breeze foaming body scrub to every square inch of you twice a day, especially after you work out, then you are gross.
You're gross and also possibly getting diseased or something.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of mixed up messaging there. Anyway, it requires...
So Jim, here's the thing. This is what I appreciate about you, is like, you always have a nuanced take. It's also the thing that frustrates me when I want a clear answer. But like, your book has a complex message about like what began as like a clear, good health intervention, which is like soap and washing, because we understood what germs were, has now become distorted into this like sales machine where people are like marketing you products you don't actually need or don't need to use as much at you with this health gloss over it.
Yes. We sold people so much soap that we had to start selling conditioner.
Right.
And now we've sold people so many like antimicrobial skin products, we're going to start selling probiotics. And people are sometimes not going to see a problem there. They're going to be like, you got to wash the microbes off before you put the microbes on.
Right. So you wrote this book about skin microbes and how we're overusing harsh cleaning products because some skin microbes are actually good.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. So anyway, it kind of upends a lot of concepts about what it means to be clean if you're supposed to have microbes on you, right?
Right. But this is it's a hard message, I'm sure, during a time when microbes are killing a bunch of people.
Yes. I shouldn't be laughing, but it could... I mean, I started working on this 5 years ago, really, and it's just now coming out, and the text has not been updated to include the term coronavirus. But I think the book holds up. Like, I'm very clear on hand washing. I'm very clear on this idea of targeted hygiene, like doing things that actually prevent the spread of disease and separating those from things that you just enjoy or that are social signifiers or culturally important, all of which are valuable things. But
yeah. So your message in the book, which was a great message that I was curious about pre-pandemic, was like all these products were being sold or like stripping good things from our body, and then we have to replace them, and that's actually not great.
Yeah.
But then a pandemic hit.
And then a pandemic hit.
There are microbes on everything that require constant hand washing. That if you don't do that, you could get very sick. But it doesn't negate anything you're saying.
No.
Your theory encompasses both.
Yeah. It kind of requires a tiny bit of nuance, which I did this TV interview on a show called This Morning in the UK, which is... really lovely show. Like, the segments before it were really nice and the hosts were good, and I talked for like 10 minutes about all this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So you did this interview on a charming British television show.
Yes.
That you enjoyed, talking about your book and the nuance. Did they ask you about coronavirus, though?
You know, they did not specifically, but I was very clear that I've never stopped washing my hands and that washing your hands is important. But some blogger who at the Daily Mail clearly tried to make me seem like I was a doctor out there telling everyone they're wrong and I'm unhygienic. And they said, I said
I'm
washing
gonna,
is bad.
I'm going to read what they say.
Well, it's been changed. It's been changed because I complained to them.
Well, I'm just going to read what I'm seeing right now.
Okay.
Doctor who hasn't used soap. This is the headline. Doctor who hasn't used soap in all caps 4 years. Leaves This Morning viewers baffled as he insists he, all caps, doesn't smell and claims products are a, quote, waste of money. I will say this is not the first person to notice that you are baffling.
Yeah, that's true.
Viewers weren't convinced by James and were left puzzled by the interview. Oh my God. He insists he no longer smells. They're very...
Yeah,
how much did you talk about not smelling?
It's aggressive.
They mention it multiple times.
They ask
my God,
me, do I smell?
Every paragraph is about how you're insisting you don't smell.
Yeah, I think that was one sentence that I said, because they asked me, do you smell bad?
And you said?
You know, as you're weaning yourself off of these things, you do, but then you stop smelling with any sort of regularity or frequency. But there's a reason you write 90,000 words about something. Like, it needs to be a book for a reason, because it's complicated. So the initial headline was, like, doctor says washing, bad for health, you know?
Oh. And
so whatever. If they want to make fun of me, I don't care. But when they suggest that I'm countering this extremely critical public health message right now, that was just like, yeah, it was infuriating to me, because that is what I live for, to do the opposite of that.
What happened?
So I just went to their site to, like, you can report a factual inaccuracy and just report it like that. I literally did not say the thing that they put in quotes in their headline.
Right.
And they changed the headline to say I don't use soap, which is still inaccurate.
So this article initially suggested that washing was bad for your health, which was a very dangerous message at this time where washing is essential. Hand washing specifically is essential to health.
Right, right. So if you wanted to say in a headline like shampoo or body wash or daily showering, totally cool. Why mix in washing in there?
Wait, it says you haven't used soap in 4 years. Is that true?
No, I use hand soap, you know, many, many times a day. But the rest of my body and hair, no. I'm experiencing the same breakdown of skin on my hands as everyone else.
Right. Okay. Now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, Jim. This is obviously distressing. It just makes me laugh for some reason. It's distressing.
No, it's funny. Like, yeah, I'm smelly. It's funny. I'm a stinky, you know, you stink. And they could draw stink lines on me. It would be very funny. And we'd all have a fun laugh.
No, I mean,
no,
yeah.
It would be. Like, I don't care. Whatever. There's going to be people who take it at that level.
You're just very concerned that, reasonably concerned that this might suggest that you are somehow endorsing not hand washing at a time where it is essential for every person to be hand washing as much as possible.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, you're looking for clear messages, and one of the few clear messages we've been able to give, you know, like the public health community is like, do wash your hands, do wear a mask, do social distance. Like, there's not a lot we can say for certain, but we know those things. And so every time people try to throw a wrench in those gears, just for whatever, to be provocative or rile people up, it does actual damage. So,
wow, this is complicated, though. This is why nuance does not work on the internet. This is the problem.
Yeah. Every force drives you toward decontextualization, right? And just taking, like, even if I didn't ever use the words bad for your health, but if there was some sentence in some paragraph that had that phrase and you just took four words out of it, you know?
Right. You know, I do feel like in several of these phone calls, I've been asking you about some headline I read, which is essentially decontextualized, slightly hyperbolic information, and I'm having to have you, like, deconstruct it for me. Yeah. You know, for instance, about vaccines or something, that it seems like, oh, we have a vaccine, but we don't have a vaccine. We just have, like, some very small study showed that some people were not harmed. You know, like,
yeah.
Did you anticipate this?
You know, a headline is always too distilled, but most places do a decent job. And just the people who, I don't know, it makes me feel totally powerless to have people saying that you said things that you didn't.
Yeah. So this is obviously distressing. But, like, if you're going to be doing interviews about your book, and not just about your book, but, like, at a time like this, when hand washing is so critical, with soap or Purell.
Or Purell.
Like I have right here. Is this just not the time to be talking about how actually other parts of your body, soap is really stripping and harsh, and, like, if you're not being exposed to a deadly virus, like, it actually could be bad for your health? Like, is that just, it's way too nuanced of a message right now.
No, I don't think so.
Well, how do you need to be able to, like, what is the headline?
Because also at the same time, people are genuinely, like, this is a huge global industry.
What, soap? The
yeah.
soap industry?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sales are falling. People are changing their daily habits. They're curious to know about what effect that has. It's not life or death. And,
right.
you know, it's a part of our daily lives in which we spend time and money.
This is what we have to do. Like I say, I am simultaneously always very appreciative and very frustrated by your insistence on nuance.
Okay.
But in this particular case, if you're actually going to be talking about this, you need, like, a catchphrase that explains. It's like, wash your hands, but don't wash your butt. You know, like, we need to come up with a catchphrase, because you're not going to be able to have a 10-plus minute conversation with someone to explain this. You need a catchphrase.
Yeah.
We need catchphrase public health advice, just so it's easily communicable.
Oh, okay.
Let's workshop this.
Oh, no. I'm so bad at these.
Well, me too, but we're gonna try.
I did try to coin the phrase hand wellness. I did this in The Atlantic in early February, like February 6th, where I was like, we need to start a hand wellness movement, right? Because people weren't washing their hands at that point. And I was like, we need to do that. And maybe if it was a wellness thing, because people have been told, wash your hands, you know, it always just sounds scoldy and, like, it makes you not want to do it because the institution's telling you to, right? But the wellness movement is completely anti-establishment, personal empowerment, self-care oriented.
I don't think hand wellness is catchy enough.
Yeah,
it doesn't have a ring.
Well, objectively, it did not catch on, so maybe you're right.
I am right on this one. Hand wellness is not good.
Okay, well, you said we're workshopping.
Throw ideas out, but I'm going to give you feedback on your ideas, and that's not a good one. It needs to rhyme, I think. I think it needs to be like, attack bad microbes, but leave the friendly ones alone.
Not all microbes.
Not all microbes. If that didn't have really horrifying political and social resonance, that one would be a good one. But we can't do that one.
Yeah. Well, one idea is, this sort of your skin is an ecosystem. I like that.
Yeah. Your skin is an ecosystem. Okay.
Yeah. Right now we're getting a virus that's like an invasive species, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And but, like, that's all it is.
But you don't want to kill...
You don't clear cut a forest because of an invasive species, ideally.
Right.
You try to eradicate the invasive species. And that's the way
But you don't want to kill all the birds at the same time.
Yeah. And that's generally most of our approach of just like, let's just obliterate everything. So it's something about keep your skin ecosystem as diverse and chill as possible. This is why I will never be Dr. Oz.
I know. Okay, Kevin suggests don't be a dope, just use soap. But it would have to be like, don't be a dope, just use soap only on your hands, but not on your body. Unless your body has been exposed to other things.
Catherine, this is too much nuance. You're boring
okay.
me here.
I'm boring myself. I think we have to ask listeners.
Okay.
Because we really are.
Yeah.
We're very bad at this.
But you see these same narratives, like things get so simplified and we have this tendency to want to distill things into good or bad, like throughout health, whether it's a drug, whether it's a test.
I always want to know, do I do this or do I not do this?
Black or white, good or bad. Is it killing me or is it giving me eternal life?
I know, but like I can't have a half hour conversation about every possible health related choice I could make in every day. Like I just...
Yeah.
Because we need to be able to condense. This is our literal job.
Okay. Well, then my literal advice is wash your hands as often as possible and wash your body and hair only when you feel like you'd like to.
Wash your hands always, body and hair whenever.
I mean, I think it's when you want to because people enjoy the ritual of it, you know?
Yeah.
But you're not going to make yourself unhealthy by doing it less.
Okay, we need help. We have to ask our audience for help.
More hands, less body.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And you know what? I sort of have a smell to me. But have I ever offended you? I smell like a human.
According to the Daily Mail, you insist you do not smell.
Okay, well, I would not take that as a...
And 12 paragraphs insisting that you smell.
I don't smell like onions. I don't smell like body odor, but I don't smell like body
wash. Listen. I don't need like any more detail about how you do or don't smell.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I'm weirdly comfortable with this, but it's fine if
I just don't need the detail. wash your hands more and your body less. Also, Jim doesn't smell, he says.
I smell like a person.
P.S.
There's a whole chapter in there about how we're missing these smells of other people. Like, we used to relate by smelling other people, and we all give off chemical signals all the time.
Right.
And now we all smell very unnatural, like products or nothing.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry that this distortion of your nuanced argument happened to you online, but I think reading it now, it doesn't seem like you're saying anything actually dangerous to people. This article is mostly about is about you smelling or not smelling, which is just like embarrassing, but it's not actively harmful to anyone.
Right. They changed that headline. I'm grateful for that. For the public health perspective, I don't care about people thinking I smell. They're welcome to come test it out if they want to. Thank you for giving me the platform to explain myself here, Catherine.
Oh, anytime you become the object of internet ridicule, I'm happy to talk you through it.
Okay, well, it's probably going to happen a lot in the next couple weeks.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. So, listeners, would you please write us at socialdistance@theatlantic.com? Tell us if you can come up with a good catchphrase that somehow captures in a tweetable or headlinable phrase this idea that Jim's talking about? Because I think that would be really helpful.
I could put it on a hat, and I could wear the hat during interviews.
Right. Remember to wash your hands, even though I'm saying not to wash your body. Okay. So Kevin Townsend is the producer of today's show. Thank you, Kevin. We've had help from Anna Waters and Jacqueline Landry. And please do write us at socialdistance@theatlantic.com because we've obviously failed to condense this into a good catchphrase.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah. Good luck.
Thanks. I think I'll be okay.
All right. All right. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.